Okay, let's just review what we've seen so far. We have basically certain basic questions I want to get to the bottom of. In every sugya, sometimes there's certain underlying principles you have to get to understand part of the bigger picture. I explained the different types of way you pay for things. One is just a chiyuv tashlum b'alma. One is replacement value for an object. One is part of a chiyuv hashava. A shoyel gets kinyan. And he's chayav an answer. And the question is, the tashlum that he pays. Ramban in Baba Basra suggests a possibility for the chitema. I took it. I have my kinyonim. I have to give you back those kinyonim. And if I can't give you back those kinyonim, so I have to replace them. I owe you replacement. That is exactly what Ramban looks like. He says a blush of a chitem. Obviously, that doesn't fit with Reb Zeira and the Rabbonim. Because Reb Zeira and the Rabbonim seems to imply that's a chiv tashlum v'yalma. He's mischayiv onsen, it's like insurance policy. That's all. Chiyuv tashlum b'alma. Otherwise, and that is exactly what Rachami Difti is. Okay. Now, Tosus says, both in Baba Kama and our Tosus, and in Ksuvis, and in a whole bunch of places. When he confronts Masik, and he compares it to Shoah, going to the Maskon of the Gemara. What is a Masik? So, Reb Chaim Yisod, it's basically the Ramban and Chumash says it. And it's a posik, Shoah Tachashoah. I owe you replacement. Now, Ramban explains in Chumash that if I take your shore, I kill your shore. So I owe you a shore, shore tacha shore. But the dead shore comes automatically part of the payment. I owe you, and the balance is part of the replacement value. Ramban says that about Masik. Tosis and Yudalef and Yudalef and Baba Kama says, no, Masik, I pay for the damage, for your loss. The live show is worth 100,000 shekel, the dead show is 10,000 shekel. I owe you 90,000 shekel. That's what you lost. And Tosis seems to imply the show is the same. So she says, according to Tosis, the Chiv Tashlum and B'Yalma. against the chiyuv tashlum b'yalma. So it's mokum for a b'zera. And it's, what is rachami difti ask? It's replacement. Okay, but it's chiyuv tashlum. And but it's still not a hashava. We'll see exactly why. Now, according to the Ramban, according to Tosis, the whole machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan is only is b'shas miso dal shvosa. That's the whole difference. And so therefore, in a case where it died right in front of the owner, so then there's still room for the machlokas between Rav Zeira, Rav Idi Medifti, Ravina, and Mar Bar Bashi. And therefore, and the Rosh says also the same thing. So what Mar Bar Bashi says here Elo Aleim Elo Shtei Paros Chodesh Shel Chodin Tzchiris, according to Tosis, is La Halach in case it dies in front of him. And according to the Rosh, in case he says La Daitcha. The Rif doesn't bring the whole thing La Halacha. Why not? If you say Chiyav HaShava, the whole thing makes no sense. Makes no sense. So, Ramban and Sarevov and Bezmi talks about Shoyal. It is very, very clear that it depends on Shin. Why can't you say what happens in Shinui Einokona, in a Shoyal, Shinui Einokona, in a Masik? So therefore, it becomes an automatic part of the Tashlum. And he works within the same idea that it is replacement value, which all makes no sense in the Rabbanan according to the way the Gemara sets it up. And that's why he says that there is no that's why he says the Rif didn't bring anything about Reb Zeira and Achim Adiftins. We don't pass that. Because in a Shoal, it's replacement value. Once it's replacement value, that doesn't fit the way the Gemara understood the Rabbanan. And the whole idea of the Rabbanan is a very simple idea. The idea of the Rabbanan is that since I took an Achrayas to pay you, and it's a chiv of payment, so exactly how do I define the payment? But it has nothing to do with Hashava, and it is a separate deal between the Sofer and the Masker. And there's a very, and the Tosis and the Rosh on the one hand, the Ramban coming off the Rif on the other hand, are very clearly split. Then the Ramban comes in with a question. Let's just read the Ramban. Yes. What? It's impossible to talk in terms of Hashava when I can't give the same thing back 5-6 times. The moment is certainly according to Reb Zeira, it makes zero sense. Reb Zeira and the Rabbanan certainly don't. And even if that, what does so anybody, what does he say? If it's replacement value, makes no sense. That what Reb Zeira says makes no sense. Comes along Ravina and tells Reb Idi Medifti, wait 1 second. There's no harm. You're not giving back a live or giving back a dead cow. So once you're giving back that cow, it's a chiv tashlum. That's his answer. Comes along Marbar of Ashi and says you have to give back two. Why? If it's Hashava, you don't give back two. It makes no sense. So he says, because I'm paying for this, I'm paying for that. How the payment works. It is replacement value, but it's not Hashava. All that is how Tosfos understands that anyone's going to have to understand that Gemara. Tosfos said that works even la halacha. Even la halacha. Because what's the machlok between Rav Yossi and the Rabbanon? Machlok between Rav Yossi and the Rabbanon is Mishas Shvua or Mishas Mesa. No, that's the whole thing. But in the basic chiyuvim of a shomer and a socha and a shoal to pay back, they don't disagree. That's why Tosfos is very clear on Yud Aleph of Yud Aleph in Baba Kama. Very, very clear. That a mazik, something happened. A mazik, oh no, nothing happened. A mazik pays for loss. A shoal pays for loss. Pays for loss. That's the issue, ain't shomer or ain't shomer. He says, the mando, the other mando, says, what? Since I took it, it's hashova, but we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that. That's, so Tosfos and the Rosh are totally in their own world. Masha Enken comes along the Ramban is in a very different world. The Ramban view Shoel, and you'll see, we'll see consistently the Ramban is going to view Shoel. In the light of what he said in Bokama v'chitem, he meant it. That's the way it is. Not I'm saying it to get out of a kasha, once I get out of a kasha a different way, I don't need it anymore. Because he's coming off what he says in the Chumash also, that you owe it to Shor Tachashor. You're replacing it. Someone says Shor Tachashor, he says, how does the replacement work? With the dead Shor. And then there's a plus. Okay, now. Yes.
The Rosh Paskin is that Malik of Zera.
What?
The Rosh Paskin is Malik of Zera. Only Marbar Abashi.
Yeah.
Then Taisus can hold it of Zera.
Let me ask you a simple question. The Rif brings Marbar Abashi, it doesn't bring Marbar Abashi, no. Why not? According to Yossi, Marbar Abashi makes no sense. Why not? Because what is Marbar Abashi have to give two parts? Right? Yeah. But I'm giving two. Now, why wasn't, would the Rif agree with that or disagree with that? Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rif. He doesn't bring Marbar Abashi. Why not? He's working in the Rif and the Rambam. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, what do you do? You're not paying for the entire parah. And so the shoel, so the bailim don't pay the socha for the entire parah. Would they pay the socha for the entire parah? He got his parah. Use that money. The question is bachal. We'll see as we go on where Chiyuv HaShava works into this. But basically, he got his parah back. You need to make serious. Take the money you got and rent something for her. Who knows how long? What you did is you got it back already. I don't owe you anything. The whole idea that there's an independent chiyuv of the shoal to the sochet doesn't make sense of hashava. In addition, if you got it back, you got it back. So it's finished. The whole thing's over. The game's over. Oh. I got a payment that I agreed on, but I still, he owes me, he makes chivos, yeah. But that's because I got a payment that I agreed on. Not because I got my object back. If I got it back, I got it back.
Taisus, who does hold it, why?
Taisus has said in Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, besides what he says in Ksubas, I can give you 20 places, though. It's a chiyuv tashlum. That's all a chiyuv tashlum. It's not because I have kinyonim and I have to give it back. What did Tosa say in Yonalev? He spells it out very, very, very clearly. What? Tosa could paskin this way, could paskin, he could paskin. But that's all within a whole mahalach to how a shoal works. The once you're in that mahalach of how a shoal works, then you can adjust it this way, that way, the other way. Yeah.
Sorry, just to clarify, I was saying that in Mabra Bashi, the fact that you don't give him an option to pay for the spheres?
What does Mabra Bashi say? Marav Rashi says a very simple idea. That he pays him money, right? Okay. Only once, because only one part has to be paid for. But he still owes him 10 days of schiras, right? Did he get his parah? If he got his parah back, if the socha got his parah back, So you now have something that it's not just a payment. If you got it back, okay, so now but you need something to work with, take the money you got and work with and rent a shore for 10 days. If you got it back. If you didn't get it back, so then you owe me schemes for 10 days. But if you got it back, so you got it back. This money that you got represents the shore. Okay, so you have the shore. You want to work with it. So you use the money to get something for 10 days.
According to Rabbi Yossi, he wouldn't pay anything because he's the bailiff of the
shore. We'll get to Rabbi Yossi. Let me get there. Okay, now.
Ready?
Yes.
Why are we able to tell the Sokhar to use that money for the spheres, if we're treating that money as the spheres, then he should have to give it back after he makes spheres also. Just like he doesn't have to give it back to the master.
Okay, because, let me go back to what I said. Because it's a chi of tashlumim, and independently of Hashof, the Sofer made a deal with the Shoah, who happened to be the owner too, that you're going to give me a certain payment if you can't give me the object itself. That chiyuv of payment is a chiyuv of payment. It's a chiyuv of payment. That's all it is. I got paid. Fine. Because that's an independent deal. I didn't get it. But if it would be hashava, it's not just an independent deal. Of course, if it's hashava, then the whole thing makes no sense because I'm the owner. The hashava goes back to the owner. That's exact. Now, let's see what Rabbi Yossi said. Let me just finish and then let me just finish now. Now, the Ramban has a Yesh Mishom. Yeshom. Zarevov in the place. The Bechlal Shomit Nami Loma. Kishu Balik Volta Omer Loch. Kach Shvorim Mishalem Hamos. Mada Ein Shomim Bezun Omer Loch Shalem Loch. What he says. The Mandama who says, Shama says, when the Bailim come to collect from the Shoal, so the Shoal says, here, take your Shvarim as payment, and I'll pay the balance. Lamadoma ain't shomim. Bezin omer lo shalem hakol. Bezin says pay everything, and if he decides kashova kesef to use it, he decides to use it. Shonami minei, and because that applies, and shov, you can pay with whatever you want. The omele, and he says the achim meshela tula shelcha. Now what happens as follows. If let's say I'm a shul for 30 days. And after the 30 days is finished, I try to give it back to the owner, and the owner's out of town. So I can't use it, and I'm a shomer socher for the balance of the time. That's all. And an onus happens, so I'm potter. I'm chayv ons and kol zman, I have right to use. Okay, so what happens here, says the Ramban, according to this communication? At the end of, on day 15 of the 30, the animal dies. So, I'm still a shoel owner. At the end of 30 days, I say, I have to pay. Take your dead shore. And the moment I say, take your dead shore in payment, it belongs to you automatically. It belongs to you automatically. And then I say, and I'll pay the balance. The other mandoma says, no. You owe the entire thing. And apparently, according to this mandoma, you also own the dead shore. When Bezdin comes to collect, so Bezdin says, okay. I tell Bezdin, listen, Bezdin, I have this dead shore. You can have maybe a deal in dead shores in general. I'll give him whatever I want. I'll give him bubblegum or apples, whatever it's worth. I mean, you can, whatever you want. So Bezdin said, okay, let's see when we collect how much it's worth. He says, there's another mafkin. That, what happens? He says, oh, nafkin, these shom l'shor. These shom l'shor. Shvorm di deha. Yomalei la'achin mei sha'ay l'tol l'shachor v'nen supporter. V'en shom l'chay v'ad sh'shalam bo v'best. He says, when is the payment occurring? Is the payment at the end of the Sha'ila? I come and I give it back to him as payment. So I'm finished. Or if Bezdin collects it, he says, what happens? There's an earthquake in between. An onus happens. Chozeh b'chlal p'chas nevele. Ya'afo p'icha omru ben azokin shal balabor. He says, wait a second. He's talking now in terms of mazik. He says, shoal and mazik are the same halacha. So he says, let's say the shore fell into a bore. The shore fell into a bore. So, what's the halacha? Even if I say it's payment, but I still have to deliver, and the payment happened at the end of the 30 days. I still have to deliver that payment to the person. He may own it, so what big deal, he owns it. But now I have to deliver it to him, because that's part of the fact that it's payment.
I know the boy Hudson, and that's the Gemara. Alma chlayitz v'chlal, p'chas nevela, v'ala nizikul.
Whatever I said about mazik, I said about this. This is a different way of explaining it. And basically, and this is a whole different way of explaining it. This is the Yesh Mishomer that he's quoting. This is not his basic plan. Now, let's try to understand things a little more deeply. Why should the machlokas? How did they understand the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbana? And the Rashba is very clear, the Ritva is very clear, and they work within the Shita of the Rabba. Based on the Gemara Tzarefov of Bol of Imo, whether it's directly or it goes via the middle person. Now, there's no shaila that according to the Rabbanan, it's a dinin tashlumin. I'm paying for something. I'm paying. So it's possible for him, for the socher, to set up a chiyuv to pay with a shalom. But if you say that the whole thing is the chiyuv hashava, where does hashava go? Hashava goes back to the own laws. So let's say you have the following thing. There's a socher. I'm a socher for 100 days. And I tell him, 90 days, you're a shoel. So he has an echanami. His kinyone tashmish is only for 90 days. But he has a chiyav hashava. Chiyav hashava goes back to, and what does, for those 90 days, if something happens within those 90 days, the owner goes straight to the shul and says, you owe me, according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because for those 90 days, his chiyuv hashav is straight back to the owner. I have to give it to the socher, I have to give it to him. If it's cause of shibur or derab nosa, not shibur, it works just that. May not even need that. I'll show you now. Now, during those 90 days, now, at the end of 90 days, what happens? At the end of 90 days, the socher says, give it back to me. Why? But that's hashava to the bailam, because the socher's holding on to it for the bailam. It could very well be that according to the Ramban's whole mahalach, it's within Rabbi Yossi. Because there's no question that it's impossible to say what Ramban and Baba Basra says, I took Kinyonim, I have to give back Kinyonim. It's impossible to say that within our Gemara completely of what they're doing within the Rabbanim. That makes no sense. Certainly in Reb Zarev makes no sense, and even in Ravina makes no sense, and even Machabi Difti and Marbar Bashi makes no sense. So then it comes out according to the Ramban. A very interesting thing. That his whole mahalach of understanding how a shoal works, his whole understanding of how a shoal works is within Rabbi Yossi. Now, he says here in Bab Metzia, Tzarevavam, the Chiyukim the Rachman of Bishusa and Milinian Onsen, Ablinian Mikna Lo. If you take a look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin there, he's quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara is explaining why there's a difference between a Shoal and a Gaza. Versus Einachanami. The Kinyanim are the same. They have Tzchusei Tashkish. They did a Maisa Kinyan and gave them Tzchusei Tashkish. And the Chayiv are on them because they did a Maisa Kinyan and gave them Tzchusei Tashkish. And they didn't pay for the Tzchusei Tashkish. It's all the same dynamic. But there's a difference. The Chayiv on them for a Shoal comes because he has the Kinyanim and giving back the Kinyanim. The chiyuv onsen of a goslin is different because it enables him that if something happens to the object to be konya. And a shoal doesn't have that part of the kinyonim that a ganav has. The shoal doesn't get. And the Gemara uses the phrase, the chiyukim de rachman or bishus, it's in his bishus and cut through his kinyonim. That's the gabe onsen. But I don't care. He said, that's why I'm not konya. That's why I'm not konya bishinoi. It's exactly what the Ramban is quoting, that Gemara in Sanhedrin, which he uses always as the basis of his idea that the Chiyav Achrayis of Onsen is because I have Kinyonim. I have to give the Kinyonim back, which is what he says in Baruch Basit, of Kustambachas. The whole thing just fits like a glove. And that is
where they get the big difference, how they appreciate whether Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan disagree only on some technicality of when, Miftekoni, Beshuv, this, how. Or the whole Mahalach of Rabbi Yossi is fundamentally different. And that's how the Rashba and the Ritz will spell it out. No, Rabbi Yossi has a whole different. And where are they coming from? Rabbi Yossi is totally different from the Gemara of Bolavima. If you take the pieces, then it fits. You know, there's a puzzle. Once the different pieces of the puzzle are in place, it's all one nice picture. Now, that is how they viewed everything. So therefore, in Reb Yossi, Rav works perfectly. What is, according to Reb Chaim, the whole thing is Shomer Shemosel Shomer. I give it over to someone. He owes straight back to the Bailun. And he drops out. Comes along, the Ramban says, how do we work it according to the Rabbana? The way Reb Chaim understands Shomer Shemosel Shomer, and the way they understand that it goes straight from the Bailun to the Shoel, it all fits perfectly. He drops out. Now, then the Ramban has now stand on his head. He does not, he wants to fit Rav even into the Rabbana. That's why he has worked. That's where the Ramban and Shomer Shemosel LeShomer, once he had his whole picture, that the whole machlokas of Rabbanan and Reb Yossi is where you jump over the Shomer Rishon, you don't jump over the Shomer Rishon, and he's fine. Yeah.
The Ramban were being metallic between the shayla and other shayla.
No? What?
The Ramban were being metallic between the shayla and other shayla.
No, we'll show you. We'll get there. Why not? Because the machlokas between Reb Yossi and the Rabbanan is the only in shayla and sacrifice the other shayla. So that certainly. In fact, it's Chiv Onsen. We'll see. But when Ramban had our Mishnah, and he's specifically talking in a certain case, we're talking Shoel. But the Ramban is very, very clear that there is, that every din of a Shoel applies to a Shomer as well. And we'll see why. We'll see why. Yes.
Using the word that the Chiv HaShavet has to do with the Baal HaBayis?
No.
Why can't there be a Chiv HaShavet to the Ma'at?
What?
And we mentioned before that the Chiv HaShavet has
to the Mafkir. He's the owner. Now, I'll give you let me show you something I mentioned a long time ago. It all fits. If you see how it fits into the picture, good. If you don't see how it fits in the picture, delete it from the record. Okay. So following the Shach in the Sivas, based on HaGos HaShri and Amorcha, I owe someone a thousand. I lend someone 1,000 shekels. He has something worth 1,000 shekels that he gave a pikadon to someone. Shibudu Rav Nosson says, I can go straight to that to the
and collect it from the pachod. Comes along the shachan and receives and says, wait, 1 second. Not only that, but normally if I give a pachod to somebody, it's still bishusi. I can be makne. I can do what I want with it, and no problem. And if it's stolen, it's bishusi, and the ganav owes me kesef. But what will happen if I lend someone 1,000, and he has a pikadon, and I want to be able to collect that pikadon? So Shibur Rav Nosson says he can't be makne, can't be makdishe. I can't be makne. The Baal Pikon can't be marked, it can't be marked as shit. And if it's stolen, there's no Chiyuv Kefal. Why? So Shibura de Rav Nosson, the Chiyuv Hashava of the Shomer isn't to the owner, it is to the mouth, to me. And he's holding on to it for me. So, and the kinyan that was done by the shomer that took it out of the rishus halova, who is the mafkid, but it was still the mafkid's rishus because shomer's holding on to the mafkid the moment he holds on to it. There you need shibur to Rav Nosson to say that the chiyuv hashava doesn't go to the owner, Chiyuv Hashava goes to the mouth. However, in Shomer Shemassel Shomer, according to Rabbi Yossi, the fact that you give it back the object, I don't know whether you need Shibur Rav Nosson. You give it back to my Chiyuv Hashava, according to Rav, give it back to the owner, your Chiyuv is to the owner because he owns the object. The whole reason the Shomer is in the picture is he's holding on to it for the owner. But now, Shomer Sheni is holding off. That would be perfect. Now, along comes the Ramban and says, it ain't so simple. There's some twists here. First, he says, the Ramban begins in saying what follows. That, what about according to the Rabbanan? How do we work Rav? Can you work even in the Rabban? The way Reb Chaim explains Rav, of his Talkus, so that the mafka goes straight to the Shomer Sheni. Well, isn't that what Rav Yossi said? Isn't that what the Rabbanan disagreed with? So Rabban had a problem. Rav doesn't work within Rabbanan. And he didn't like that. So I'll make it work even on the Rabbanan. Why? There are two reasons the Rishon is nostalgic. Let's try to understand, he says. One, he's just out of the picture. Or, the Shomer Sheni takes over the dinim of the Shomer Rishon. Why am I saying this? Let's say there's the following case, according to Rav. The Shomer is the Bailim. There is the Shomer Rishon, as the Shomer Sheni. but it's a relationship of Bol of Imo between the Shomer Rishon and the Shomer Sheni. And then something happens to the object. So the Mafkid says, listen, Shomer Rishon dropped out. It's between the Mafkid and the Shomer Sheni. There's no Bol of Imo between them. So what does the Gemara about Metzias say? Nothing doing. Nothing doing. Even if Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, still there's a Bol of Imo. But wait one second. Is he dropped out? He didn't drop out. What's happening here? What would be in that situation? So, can he go straight to the Shomer Sheni? Or he has to go to the Shomer Rishon? So, that means, where it says, according to Rabbanan, what happens? Because just understand that according to the Rabbanan, what happens? The Shomer Sheni says, I'm taking over your chiyuvim and ochanami, but there is there an independent chiyuv of the sheni to the Biden if there is no Bol of Imo? So what do you do with Gemara B'tzarifov and Meralev? According to where Rav Chaim understood Shomer Shemosu, let's see how the Ramban would deal with that. And he says as follows. According to the way, it says, Perish Potu Lagami, Mishra Dini Bahadei Klau. He doesn't deal with it. Shem Shamasochu, who Harishon, a muscle Shamasochu, Kamasheni Tachtov, Mishra Bailam Dino Bahadei Sheni. He's out of the picture. Is it he dropped out? Or he still somehow on the pitch? So let me ask you. He says, Im halach undina sayam. I gave over my chiyuv tashlum to him. Oshani. And he has no money, he's in China. So my chiv tashlumim, I gave over to him up to a certain point. Okay. The cave and the Rishon Nechalel Ishtu Yedina Bahadei Bailam Motzi Ovid Hoch. No. The Rishon is still in the picture. He gave over his entire rights to the Sheni. According to Rabbi Yossi, he drops out. But according to Rabbanan, no. The other one is doing it for him. What's the other? Really, day ifki, he gave it to him. The cave in Shinifta Rishon, Shu Hasocha. And since I dealt with him, I got rid of him. I got rid of him. So then I have accepted this separate chiyuv of the Shoel to the Socha. Why? Because that's a chiyuv Tashlum, it's not a chiyuv Hashovitz. That means the Shein, the Rishon, Shomer Rishon, gets rid of his chiyuvim to the Shomer. He says, but, and he has a separate chiyuv tashlum. However, what happens? The Shomer Rishon says, I gave it to someone who took over from me. Go chase it. I'm allowed to give it over to someone to take it from me. It'll do everything for me. That's as far as the Shomer Rishon's chiyuvim towards the Bible. But he did something else. What did he do?
is a chiv. He set up a chiv tashlumim that has nothing to do with the baila. And that's his independent chiv tashlum that he set up with the baila, which Rabbi Yosef says you can't do, because you can't do that. But the Rabban says you can set up a separate chiv tashlum. So that's a separate chiv tashlum with the shomer sheni. Is not taking over anything from the Shomer Rishon's relationship with the Bible. It's a totally independent thing. Totally independent thing. So he can deal with the Shomer Sheni. But what he owes the Shomer Rishon, even the Chiyuv Tashlumim or the Chiyuv Shmei, everything he owes him that he gave over to the Shomer Sheni, so he drops out because someone took it over for him. But there's a separate, independent Chiyuv Tashlumim between the Shoel and the Solcher. That's nothing that the Shoel took over from his relationship to the Shomer Rishon, to the Baal. Lo Matzalena. And so, the whole shikain lamaide kaimelon to Rabbi Yossi. So certainly, according to Rabbi Yossi, that this Shomer Rishon always drops out. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a whole different logic, a whole different mahalach. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, who is the chiyuv hashava of the Shoel to? To the Bible. Travels to the body. So, and the relationship is direct between them. Because everything begins with the Chiyuv Hashom. There's nothing to talk about. Now he jumps in and says, wait one second. Now he jumps in and is worried about Rashi and Yon, Dachman Bezim and Aleph. Rashi and Dachman Bezim and Aleph says, what? That according to Rabbi Yossi, the Bailim, what happens? The Bailim can go chase the Safs. The Safsor can go chase the Bakra. Why? So according to the Ramban, the Bakra is a Shoel of whom? Of the Safsor. Who set that up? How did he become the, because the Yisomim, the apotropos for the Yisomim, acting on behalf of the Shoel, acting on behalf of the Safsa, set up a Chiyuv from the Safsa, from the Bakr to the Shoel. Let's say, he says, now, the question is, and that has to be, we'll finish that off. I'm just trying to show you how the whole thing comes together in one overriding picture. Do the Yisomim have a right to go straight to the Bakra and say, forget the fact that it's a Mekach Tov? It could be if they want to forget that it's a Mekach Tov, so they're the owners and they gave it over. Very simple. And if they do that, it's not very much of a result because they're not supposed to lose money. Very simple. Or it could be, but the moment they collect money from the Safsa, so they say it is a Mekach Tov. So when they gave it over to the Bakra, according to Rabbi Yossi, they're acting on behalf of the Safsa, so they created that relationship unbeknowing to the Safsa, but that relation exists. So the Safsa comes and says, I'm coming on that relation I was created. He's coming to the Bakra and say, listen, a relationship between you and me was created by the Yisomim, by the apotropos of the Yisomim. I'm now coming to elect on behalf of that relationship that was created between my the Safsar and you,
by this person, unbeknown to me, but that relationship exists. That's the way you have to learn it, according to the Ramban, who says that the Yesomim are totally out of the picture. They're totally out of the picture. Ramban says, relationship goes between the Safs and the Bakra. So that's what Rashi's saying, the way he understands, according to Rashi. That I, the Safsin, never dealt with the Bakra. Einochanam, the Safsin never dealt with the Bakra. But, someone acting on his behalf did deal with the Bakra and set up a relationship between the Safsin and the Bakra. Now here the Ramban is not talking anymore about Shoel. When the Ramban moves here, he's telling us explicitly that the whole din of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbonon is not just in Shoel and Socha, because they don't have to do with Shomash and Mosul and Shom. What does it have to do with the Bak? Rashi's saying it has nothing to do. Because why is Rabbi Yossi brought into the picture here when it's just a din of Shomrim with a Bak? Elamai. He says, so what happens? The Safsa, what Rashi's asking a question, what gives the Safsa the right to go to the Bakra when he never dealt with them before? The fact is, someone dealt with the Bakra on his behalf. Now, that's what the Ramban says. Okay, now, this is the Fanias IT, how the Ramban viewed the entire thing, and how that whole thing, Shomer Shemos of the Shomer, ties together. Think about it, digest it, and then, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, I'll try to, again, show you how everything fits together like a glove.